may have eternal life. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The gospel of your sins be wiped away. Poor Nicodemus. We have this conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus, which began yesterday in the gospel. Yesterday we began to hear this conversation where Jesus said that you must be born of the Spirit. Nicodemus is like, well, how can that happen? We heard that yesterday. Today the conversation continues, and it's still this back and forth, and you can just picture Nicodemus there just scratching his head, utterly confused. Jesus is like, if I'm trying to tell you things of earthly things, you're not understanding it, how the heck are you going to understand things of the heavenly world? Which is ultimately what Jesus wants to get across. He's trying to tell him of heavenly things, and Nicodemus just is not picking it up. The world today of which we live, especially the postmodern world, postmodern man, it forces us into be practical materialists. So a materialist is one who thinks that material things are greater than spiritual things. So the material world of which we see, things that we can touch and grab, that we can see, is greater than things of the heavenly world, spiritual things. Now, most people, if you would ask them, what's more important, things that are of the spiritual realm or things of the material realm, I think most of the people even today, of which studies showed 90% of people would say they believe in God, I think the same would be the case around that same number of people saying that heavenly things are more important than material things. But that's where the word practical materialist comes in. Because a practical materialist is one who lives as if they think material things are more important than spiritual things. And although that is the case, it's just not what we're, as Christians, because of our baptism, like we are marked for heavenly things. As Christians, we are marked for heavenly things above. Is the reading for Easter Sunday morning, the second reading was Paul in the third letter of the Colossians. I think it was just those four quick verses that said, seek things that are above, where Christ is. Look at things above. And man, is that hard today. It's hard to continue to seek things above. It's hard to look above because we get so wrapped up into the daily life, material things, it's easy for us to become practical materialists. And yet, the spiritual world is the key to living freely. The spiritual world is so active. There is so much more beyond of what we can see. I'm mostly like reminded of this when I'm on silent retreat. I remember it was a couple years ago, or maybe I think it was my first silent retreat, and every silent retreat afterwards, it's just this reminder of just how active the spiritual world is, of things that we can't see. So when we're unplugged, when we're unplugged and we enter into the silence, I remember just walking by somebody on campus at Creighton University on a silent retreat, and this person just nonchalantly smiled at me as I walked by. And as they smiled at me, I ended up thinking about that smile for the next 3 hours and how it was that as I'm walking around campus, that the Father is just smiling upon me, loving me, watching me, taking every step around campus. And so there in just this one smile, because for this extended period of time, I'm detached and I'm freed from looking at my phone right away, I'm more tapped into the heavenly realm. I'm more tapped into the spiritual realm, which is so active all the time. And it's this that we were created for. But the material world, it just consumes us to such a great degree. and it suffocates us, and we become practical materialists. We become Nicodemus. And so this is why it's all the more important to pray our examine prayer. Again, our examine prayer, whether it's in the morning or at night or even throughout the day, is to pause and to sit and to see, where is God at work? Where is God at work when I'm at home cleaning the house? Where is God at work when I'm changing the diaper? And like after the fact, at the end of the day, I can just pause and look at my day. Why does that help? Because it helps us be more attached to the heavenly realm, to the spiritual realm of which we were created for and which is so active, but we are often blinded to. So today, let us not be Nicodemus, and let us be more tapped into the heavenly realm of which we were created for.